Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
We've got a great Pentecost Sunday message for you, but first, the first three tracks back-to-back from Phillips, Craig, and Dean from their project titled Let Your Glory Fall. This first one is My Praise.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new. I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.
It's like an ocean breeze blowing on your face, like a summer sun with a warm embrace,
like a gentle rain plays a sound for me. That's what I want my praise to be.
Like a fragrant rose in the early spring, like an eagle soars when it spreads its wings.
Whatever, Lord, you may need from me, that's what I want my praise to be. To you, everything I could give you already possess. Lord, I'm so unworthy. Yeah, I'm just one of the millions to stand and confess, and yet still you hear me. Your heart is open wide, you long for what I bring. I pray somehow you'll find this simple offering.
It's like an ocean breeze blowing on your face, like a summer sun with a warm embrace,
like a gentle rain sound for me.
That's what I want my praise to be.
Like a fragrant rose in the early spring, like an eagle soars when it spreads its wings. Whatever, Lord, you may need from me, that's what I want my praise to be.
With its warm embrace, like a gentle rain, plays a symphony. That's what I want my praise to be.
Like a fragrant rose in the early spring, like an eagle soars when it spreads its wings.
Whatever, Lord, you may need from me, that's what I want my praise to be.
This one's one of my favorites. It's titled Every Day.
What to say, Lord? It's you who gave me life, and I can't explain just how.
how much you mean to me now, that you would save me, Lord. I give all that I am to you, that every day I can be a light that shines your name. Every day, Lord, I learn to stand upon your word, and I pray that I might come to know you more, that you would guide me in every step I take, Lord, that every day I can be a light unto the world.
Every day.
Say, Lord, it's you who gave me life, and I can't explain just how much you mean to me now, that you would save me, Lord. I give all that I am to you, every day I can be a light that shines your name.
Every day it's you I live for.
This one is truly a favorite for me and for thousands. It's titled, Here I Am to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly
you see my sin upon that cross? And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship.
And now the AM Pentecost Sunday message.
Luke chapter 24 and reading there verse 49, the word of the Lord. And this is literally in red ink. It's the words of the Lord Jesus. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And then if you'll look with me in the book of Acts chapter 1 and reading there, verses 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Time magazine has noted that the outpouring of the Holy Ghost was one of the greatest events of the last century.
Amen.
And it seems that the Lord brought a special sovereign move about. But we understand, according to historical proof, and certain scriptures, that there has always, everywhere, been someone who held on to apostolic truth. Even though many people in the world thought that there was no one receiving the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, and I might add, no one still practicing the original apostolic mode, method and formula of water baptism, which was immersion in the name of Jesus, while people thought that those things had perished away, eventually, we realized that there were people down through the ages who held on to apostolic truth. There are missionaries who found deep in jungles churches that were planted from the apostolic age that had not swayed or turned away and had held true. But by and large, the church world experienced a great falling away, and this laid the foundation for a terrible time called the Dark Ages. But God was at work to bring about a restoration. There was still a remnant, but there was a restoration that was needed. And so we see coming into the 1800s that people began to see in Scripture that a believer ought to live holy. And there became worldwide what was known as the holiness movement. And this movement spanned across all ethnicities, and it spanned across all culture groups. People seeking God on seemingly every continent, seeking God for holiness. And the Lord met their wish. He granted their desire by filling them with Himself. The Bible says in John 4:24 that God is Spirit. And the Bible tells us, for instance, in Psalm 22, that God is holy. I want to help you to see a connection today between desiring holiness and receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, that got four amens, but I'll say it again. There is a connection between desiring holiness and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are some people that come in, they come to an altar, they say, I want the Holy Ghost. But in truth, what they want is a little buzz. They want a good feeling. They want a spiritual high. But there is no desire to serve God in holiness. But when you have a desire to serve God in holiness, that is where you will find God meeting you in pouring out His Spirit. I want to direct your attention to Psalm 22. Psalm 22 is a prophetic psalm that points us to the Lord's crucifixion on Calvary. And as a matter of fact, when He was on Calvary, the Lord, having shortness of breath and a very great difficulty to speak, had to use a great economy of words. Scholars and experts tell us that when you are suspended as He was on a cross, that there is a compression. Your weight hanging together causes a compression on your diaphragm, making it very difficult for you to even breathe, let alone speak. And they tell us that Jesus would have had to have pushed against the nails through His feet in order to get a little bit of relief on His diaphragm just so He could take a breath. And so, as you might imagine, He did not say very much as He was dying on the cross. But one thing that He did say was the first few words in Aramaic tones of this psalm. And He was, by way of prophetic shorthand, He was telling us that the death that was happening on the cross was the fulfillment of what was prophesied in this psalm. And sometime, we don't have time this morning, but sometime you need to read Psalm 22 and see the prophetic nature of it. But I want to direct your attention to a couple of verses there, verse 2 and verse 3, and draw an ancillary meaning. Verse 2, "Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but Thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Amen. Part of that where you see the psalmist in a prophetic mode, hearing the cry of the man Christ Jesus in his sense of feeling utterly forsaken on the cross because he was having to endure God's punishment for sin. And that lament is what results in the word, "Thou hearest not." But even at that, it is balanced with a statement of truth in verse 3, that God is holy, number one. And number two, God inhabits the praises of Israel. I want to tell you today by way of an assurance and a promise. If from the bottom of your heart you truly desire to be holy, then God is going to fill you with holiness. And the way God fills you with holiness is by filling you with Himself. God is holy. I just read it for you in the Word of God. John 4:24, God is a spirit. God is holy and God is a spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not some other person other than God. The Holy Ghost is God Himself in spirit form. And the Lord Jesus, which was God in human form, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness," which is a synonym of holiness. If you're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, He said, you shall be filled. I want to tell you that what I read for you about going back and waiting in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, that promise was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2 when they were filled with the Holy Ghost. God filled them with Himself. They were filled with Holy God. And in that moment, He filled them with holiness. The Holy Ghost is called in one place in Scripture the Spirit of Holiness. Amen. If I preach to you today that you can hang on to your sin and you can continue to live in your old lifestyle and just come to the front, God will fill you anyway and there's no need to change, I would be telling you an untruth. I would be lying to you. God wants to see people who are hungry to change their life. People who are hungry to abandon their sin. People who are fed up. They are sick and tired of the old way. Amen. I want to tell you that sin may seem pleasurable for a short season, but that passes very quickly. And regardless of what sin it is that you are given to, it becomes a terrible burden that brings a great, great price. And the wise man realizes, I am not the master of my own sin. I cannot get the upper hand on my own sin. I must have a Savior. I need a power outside of myself to help me to get control of my sin. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of my sin. I need help. I want to be righteous. And that is where the power of the Holy Ghost comes in. God will give you the power to finally become righteous. Amen. And so here's the challenge. Can you believe His promise? Pay attention, folks. Get this. If the whole point here is that you need power to overcome your sin, and He's willing to give you that power, then that means you have got to be willing to forgive yourself, look past your sins, and believe Him for filling you with His Spirit. Believe Him for keeping His promise. If you're sitting there saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I haven't lived righteous long enough, then you are in a catch-22. You need His Spirit to truly have the power, and without His Spirit, you can't earn His Spirit. At some point, you've got to step out of that catch-22 and say, I know I've sinned, I know I'm not worthy, but He said He would help me. He said He would give me His Spirit. I will take God at His word, and that gets you over that hump, that endless cycle of feeling like you're not worthy, to a place that you can accept God's help. You have got to get desperate enough to believe God and get past yourself. You've got to step outside yourself. You have got to press your way into the kingdom. The Lord Jesus said it this way, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. If you study that scripture out, you'll realize that God is saying, if you will fight your way in, if you will press your way into the kingdom of heaven will allow it. Amen. Praise God. And so, on the basis that you're not here just wanting a spiritual high, and I will tell you that when you finally get a hold of God and you step outside of yourself and God fills you with Himself, I want to tell you it is evermore a spiritual high. There is no heroin, there's no alcohol, there's no drug, there's no addiction that can match it. It is the most awesome and most wonderful thing in all of the world for you to experience, that the Creator of the universe will baptize you with Himself. And I'm going on the assumption that you're not here just chasing after a good feeling, but that you truly desire to be holy. And on that basis, I want to teach you a very powerful truth. It's found in the second half of verse 3. The first half is crucial. You are holy. Thou art holy. You are holy. That is crucial to realize He's holy. And there are other scriptures where He commands, be ye holy, for I am holy. But there's a powerful truth in the second half of that verse, which says, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. I want you to notice this. Praise builds a house for God. Amen. There was a movie, and I don't know if I ever saw it all or not, but there was a movie years ago, Field of Dreams, and there was a voice that whispered to a man, if you build it, they will come. He was never really sure who they were, but he built it anyway. I want to tell you something I can promise you from the Word of God. If you are desiring to be holy, if you are tired of sin, if you are pleading with God to help you, to give you power to finally get control of your life, I want to tell you there is a powerful promise, and that is that if you will praise God, that praise will build a house that God will come and dwell in. Watch this. If you are praising God from the depths of your heart and God inhabits praise, then where is God going to try to take up residence? Right down in the center of your heart. I'm telling you, it's not about a show. It's not about some fake something you put on the outside. It is about the heart. He said regarding this baptism of the Holy Ghost, He said it was this way. He said, it's a new covenant in which I will write my laws in your heart. What is needed in America today is not a new federal program. We don't need more money thrown at the problem. We need a change of heart, and that change of heart comes about through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you that I love all of you, and I look forward to this Pentecost Sunday for weeks now. And I've been praying and seeking God for it. But I don't mind telling you, and just hang in with me. You'll understand why in a minute. When it came finally time to get up and come here this morning, I was so disappointed. But Pastor Joseph, what are you talking about? You don't know the dream I was having when it came time to wake up. I was in a group of people that love God with all their hearts. Hey, wait a minute. That's a whole lot like this. I was in a group of people that were giving praise to God. Sister Murphy, it was the most wonderful thing. The Holy Ghost moved on this group of people and transformed us into a choir. There was no choir director. There was no songbook. There was no printed sheet music. But we all began to sing the same thing instantaneously, because the same Spirit that was telling me what to sing was telling him and her and him and her what to sing. And we began to sing, and the Holy Ghost began to flow through His church. It was the most wonderful thing. And Elder, before I knew it, as we were in one mind and one accord giving praise to God, I was caught up in the Spirit. It was like what the Apostle Paul wrote when he said, whether I was in the body or without the body, I can't even tell. I don't even know. I was as though I was soaring over the forest. I was flying. And somehow I sensed that my body was still there on that hillside singing with those people. But it was as though I was flying through the air. And I was thinking, this must be what the rapture is going to be like. And suddenly I was yanked out of the heavens. And my wife said, wake up, honey. It's time to get ready. And I said, oh, but you don't know where I just was. But I have good news to bring. That wonderful move of God that was happening in a dream, that can happen for a reality in this house today. I've asked the musicians to stay here. I want to ask the singers to come. I want to ask every one of you not just to stand, but to come and join me. I want to ask you to come and join me right now in the front of this church. And if you have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want to invite you to let God fill you with His Spirit before we leave this house this morning. And if you have already received the Spirit of God, I want to encourage you. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, they were all with one accord in one place. Hallelujah. Right now in this house, we're all in one place. But there's something even more powerful than being together in body, being together in the same location. And that is being in the same Spirit, being of one accord. I want to see a move of God. I want to see a move of God's Spirit. I want to experience a touch of God in this house. Would you join me right now? Let's exalt the Lord together. Let's praise Him together.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.